everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many things to say to his people. He cares about us all. And he wants us to do things well. The Lord wants to see us mightily move on the earth. He wants to move by the Holy Spirit all throughout our lives. But you must be willing. God can't just come and take over your life. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He comes to help you do God's word. He comes to help bring perfection to your life. Prosperity to whatever you lack. And not in the spoiled brat sense of prosperity. In the honorable living, full of love, prosperity. He comes to help you heal in life. See, healing is prosperity. That's prosperity to your body. Emotional healing is prosperity to your mind. Salvation is prosperity to your heart, your spirit man. And so he come to bring you the blessings of God to your life. The Hebrew word is salah. Peace and everything that goes with it. In abundance too. Now, we have a part to play. There's a firm law that not only man benefits from, but God benefits from it also. The law of sowing and reaping. Did you know God is also under the law of sowing and reaping? He's not without law, folks. He obeys the law of sowing and reaping. He uses it to his advantage like we should. If we do God's word, if we do and act on God's word, my friend, you can benefit from the law of sowing and reaping. You can even put things in motion on purpose so that you'll have what you need later. I met an old man that came, you know, to the shop. He had broken down, and my wife at that time brought him to the shop. And I was busy. I didn't have time to go look at a car somewhere. But I took time and helped him, and I talked with him. I had to stop what I was doing. I'm so glad because the conversation really blessed me. And I got his, I think I got his car running. I went and got his car running. But this man's mother prophesied World War II years before it happened. She said the metal we're selling to Japanese is going to come back in the form of bullets. And she saw a vision of it. He said, you know, I'm old now. And people help me. They're kind to me. He said, but when I was young, I helped people too. I helped older people all my life. And now people are helping me. You know, I was so busy, I didn't want to stop and talk. But I'm so glad that I did. I'll never forget that man. And the things he said helped me a lot. You know, not just that, but I saw the result of sowing and then reaping. And you can control some things if you sow correctly. Then you can reap. You got to reap it now. There's no way around it. So I try to discourage people from being selfish and not to try to abuse prosperity like the spoiled brats. They never get enough. They're focused on the prosperity. Never focus on prosperity. Never focus on misery. We ended the last broadcast talking about that. We did one called Parables. I enjoyed listening to that. Because, you know, the Lord does things so well. You know, he can help you say things in a short amount of time. To just, you know, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is just, it's a blessing. I don't care who it comes from, even if it is me. But I enjoy the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And whoever he uses, I thank God for the words that they spoke. And I thank God for them yielding to the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for the message he got over to me. See, God is working. That's a beautiful work to me. And I don't just want to see more people do it. I wish I could see everybody do it. You know, Joshua came to Moses saying, the people are prophesying. He said, don't be offended for me. I wish they all prophesied. I'm the same way. I see what Moses saw. And then Joel picked it up and said, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Any Christian can do this. Just yield to the Lord. Do his word. Receive his word. You have to, before you can learn his word, you have to absorb it. You have to receive it so that you can believe it. I used to wonder which one's first, believing it or receiving it. But receiving it is you're receiving, you're not just believing it and then you're on the outside. Receiving God's word helps you enter in. Receiving God's word includes you. Believing God's word don't always include you. A lot of people believe, but they don't receive. They hear it, and they can judge it, and it's right. It's kind of like if a person saw a miracle. Some people would receive it. Some people would go get drunk trying to forget it. Some people would go and sit down somewhere and just try not to think about it. But some people will get saved. Some people say, hey, whoever prayed, come here, I got an auntie, she needs prayer now. Some people will be motivated. Some people will be stirred up. People handle information all kind of ways. Some people will go and consider it and later on get saved. But the first step is hearing God's word and then receiving it. And if you handle the holy things correctly, the Holy Spirit will give you more. So that you don't miss out on the kingdom of God. And that goes for all people. He loves us all. He's trying to get us on board. He's been trying to get us on board since the fall of man. The Holy Spirit's still trying to get folks on board. But there is no wisdom against God. And I like things that illustrate his word. That's why the Lord gave us these parables. He put it in movies. And the movies that are parables, people love them. When people saw Star Wars, that it stayed at the box office for months. And people of all ages kept going to see it. Even after they knew what was, they just couldn't get enough of Star Wars. And it's still an all-time favorite. And people of all races, all ages. That was just a wholesome movie. I said, Lord, your hand is in this. I said, it's got to be. I said, this is a marvelous story. I said, and then Lord of the Rings is the same way. And also the movie called The Hobbit. You know, these movie sets, I look at the way things go and the way things happen and the good guys and the bad guys, how people think. Sometimes the good guys are divided in the way that they think and do things. I mentioned yesterday in the Lord of the Ring and also the Hobbits, they had to sneak and do what must be done. Even good people would have talked them out of it for their various reasons. Most of the time because they were lofty and they wasn't listening to the Lord. And it wasn't according to how they thought it should go. The man that killed the dragon with the black arrow, he had to hide the black arrow because the people would have took it. He kept it hidden for years. It was the last one. He only had one shot. He had to hide it. He gave it to his son and said, hide it, because the people would have took it. People are no different now. God gave us so many illustrations in those movies. And I started suspecting. I said, Lord, it seems like your hand is in this. I said, what's going on with Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, and The Hobbit? What's going on? He said, they're parables. Because as a spiritual, as a Christian warrior, you know, I wanted to preach God's word, and I ran into all forms of opposition, just like they did. Those movies meant a lot to me because it reminded me of what happened spiritually in my life. I wanted to do God's will. Temptation came. Frustration came. Problems came. People I looked up to disappointed me. Worked against me. And I used to go in God's presence, receive His word, and preach. And I started noticing I would preach, and then I would never get invited again. And if I did have time, instead of having 30, 40 minutes like most, I had about 15 minutes. Which worked out fine because the Lord taught me to give a lot of information in 15 minutes. The enemy meant it for his gain, for bad, against me. It was really against the people of God. But because I had to adapt and learn, I was able to put more information in a smaller time frame. And then I started doing the radio broadcast, and it's been 15 minutes since I started. I do 2 15-minute broadcasts. And my feedback will always be, he need more time. People would always put that in the comment section. I needed more time. A lot of people. Anyway, the Lord, on the website, I got the time now. But the files only hold about 30 minutes. So every broadcast is about 30, but there's so many of them. And people can listen. See, this is the handiwork of God. Illustrations help save words too. Because people watch these movies, the chances are you've already seen them and you know what I'm talking about. Evil is out there. Evil is relentless. So as a child of God, you got to be more relentless. Attack the attack. And the Holy Spirit will give you what to do, what to say, how to do it. You already have the victory through Jesus' name. Be a warrior. Be like Christ. Speak His word. Do it His way. Learn to fight God style. Sometimes people are not on board with what God is doing. Now they're in the kingdom of God, but the way that they process things, before you can finish a work of God, God has to train you so that you can process it right. You have to take advantage of your training time. You don't have so much training time before God wants to deploy you. And if He can't deploy you on time, He's got to deploy somebody else. Now, what's the training time? I really don't know. I believe it's individual. Sometimes it can be months. And with Paul, it was 3 years. Now, he was already a Pharisee. He understood principles of God's word. Or he was introduced to principles of God's word. But the Holy Spirit had to train him. He left a Christian and he came back an apostle. The Lord called him to be an apostle. He received the Holy Spirit. The night that Ananias prayed for his eyes, he received the Holy Spirit. Nobody trusted him. The Pharisees wanted to kill him, and the Christians did too. They didn't trust him. So he left and went to Arabia, the deserts, and hid out. And he trained. And then the Lord changed his name from Saul to Paul. And then he finished his course with great victories. There were churches that I was sent to with the message of following God. And I remember three distinctly. And the Lord worked with them and worked with them and worked with them. And then he'd send me somewhere else. I said, and one day after I was already gone, I thought about those three churches. I said, Lord, what about their ministries now? What will happen? Will they follow you? Will they go forward? I said, will the visions that you showed me, will the things you said about them come to pass? He said, no. I said, why? He said, they wasted too much training time. They missed their visitation. Their ministry will do minimal good now. He'll use them as much as possible where they are. And that was not good for them, because they missed out on so much. They missed out on not only being a blessing to people, they missed out on the plan of God. They didn't get trained, so they didn't go any further except for minimal growth, but nothing close to what I saw will ever happen in their ministry. They wasted their training time. So as the body of Christ, we cannot afford to sit by and do nothing and ignore God. And some people, they want to do something. They want to do God's will. They want to get out there. They want to make a difference. They want to do it now. They want to be blessed. They want to be a blessing. It's in their blood. And they try to do these things. They jump out ahead of time. And it don't work right. All you need to do is go in God's presence. People even go to different ministries seeking the secrets of church growth. And not all denominations do it. When they first start out, they're on fire for God. They want to do something great. Don't miss the point. Go in God's presence. Get to know Him. Look at Him. If you focus on ministry, it's not going to work. Ministry is going to be ministry. Ministry is not who you are, it's what you do. The Lord is who you are. His word is who you are. That will enhance you. Your relationship. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, you can't represent Him right. And even if you love Him and you have the heart to represent Him right, you got to be trained by Him. Some people think that their training of men in colleges and institutions and churches is enough. That'll get you so far. But to reap this harvest, you're going to have to go in His presence. You got to learn to walk in love. You got to learn to listen. You got to learn to make adjustments. And you definitely got to learn to fight. And one of the main things you got to receive and learn is the lesson of being focused on the Lord with a single eye. I always say, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. I got it from Jesus. I like to make things simple. And when I go in His presence and learn from Him, I see things that I never saw before. And whatever's next, as wild as it could be, I always win. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. I'm just wise enough to listen to the Lord. And He'll open my understanding and expose things to me for what it is. I got the body. I got the right to be on the earth and operate and traffic in the earth. And I got authority here, not God. So when I get His wisdom, I speak. I speak His word, His understanding. I bless things. I bless people. I bless situations. I bless the works that He's given me. I tear down strongholds. I teach against strongholds. And I help people understand. By the Holy Spirit. I'm not smart enough to do these things alone. And in those movie references, some of the most unusual things would happen so that it was as if it was just like when the Holy Spirit put things in order. In the Phantom Menace Star Wars movie, that was Episode 1. In Episode 1, the Jedis were sent to Naboo. That was the planet that had the problem. The Trade Federation was a nuisance. So the Jedis were sent by the Chancellor to correct the problem. So they were the Phantom Menace, which was the guy who ended up being the Emperor. He put a hit out on them, said kill them all. So now they got to escape, and they got shot. They needed a part. They got away. The droid got the shields up, and then they escaped, and they went to Tatooine, the desert planet. And that's where they met Anakin Skywalker, who helped them get the parts by winning a race. You know, the Holy Spirit will help you get the people you need in your life. Some of the most unusual situations happen, and it included the right people at the right time in order for things to unfold. If they didn't get shot, they would not have gone to Tatooine. And they never would have met Anakin Skywalker. But the whole, you know, the Force in that movie, it's just like the Holy Spirit to us. The good, you know. Now, in the movie, that's a parable, the good side. The light is like the Holy Spirit. The darkness is like the devil. But that's a movie. That's just a parable. The Holy Spirit helps God, helps us. He guides us into all truth. And I thank God that he does. The devil is the one that tries to ruin our life and make things bad. So go forward in the things of God. His handiwork is available to you. In real time, he loves us, and he will help us go forward. The Lord give us these parables, use them. Now, they're good for entertainment, but there's a lesson in it, and it's valuable. Everything the Holy Spirit will train you to do is very valuable. Receive it, and believe it, and act on it. That's when you act on it, it becomes faith to you. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.